What do you call the little drops of water?
Sweat.
Okay.
Or perspiration.
Okay.
I hate that word, sweat. Sweat's correct, though.
Mm-hmm. The kind of sores that form on your body sometimes, and you have to have them lanced.
Ulcers.
Uh-huh. Job had these
sores.
Uh-huh. But what kind of sores were they?
I don't know.
It's just a bump. And
writing.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a bump that forms on the skin.
Abscess.
Uh-huh. But you have to have it lanced.
Well, that's an abscess.
Uh-huh. Can you think of any other word for it?
Boils.
Mm-hmm. Is boils. That the same as
boils
an abscess?
Boils is a word, uh-huh. Abscess, I think, would be deeper than a boil. But Job had boils, I think.
I think so. Okay, and inside the boil is?
Pus.
Okay. If we're talking about the word swell in relation to an infection or irritation, might say, after the wasp stings your hand, stings you, your hand will
swell.
Okay. A wasp stung me and my hand really
swelled.
E-W-E-D. Okay. It was
swollen.
Okay. If a soldier gets shot or is injured, we might say that he received a
wound.
Okay. And there's a red, well, it's sort of a maroon-colored medicine that we put on a cut. And this is
methylate.
Uh-huh.
Or mercurochrome.
Mm-hmm.
Or iodine.
Okay. What else might you use to put on an open cut? Can you think of anything else?
Peroxide to pine oil.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what?
Clementine.
What's quinine used for?
I didn't say quinine, did I? It's used for malaria.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If a person died, we might say he died, and other ways of saying that would be.
What? I didn't say that.
If someone dies, we might say he died.
Mm-hmm.
Or other ways of saying he died would be
he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Or just as many things that you can think of that you might use.
Expired.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know of.
Okay. I don't know what he died.
What?
I don't know what he died
of.
Uh-huh. Okay, would you ever say what he died from?
I don't think you should. I think it'd be died of.
Okay. The burying grounds, the place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Okay. Is there a difference between different kinds of cemeteries? Are there different kinds?
I don't know of any difference.
Okay. The box that a person is put into,